This Advent season, we have been looking at the different ways that God shows up and the different ways that He's received. God is received when He shows up. And I think we've seen so far that Luke really says that there's someone who has a really important part in this story from the get-go, and that person is Mary. And I think we've also seen that Mary does not always get maybe the attention that she deserves. From us, in our tradition, at least. Sometimes we just forget all about her, or sometimes at best she's just kind of a prop in our nativity scenes. But I hope that as we've gone through Luke chapter 1, we see that in one very important sense, Mary is there as the representative of all humanity. It is her yes to God that sets this dream that God has had into motion and helps to bring it into reality. And so we're going to let Mary give birth to the Christmas story to us tonight as well. Here's the story from the Gospel according to Luke, who I think probably knew Mary. Chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God in us, for the word of God among us. Thanks be to God. As I talked a little bit about with the children, we see different kinds of joy in this story. There's the joy of the shepherds, and we see how this story closes with them returning to their fields, glorifying, praising God for all they had seen and heard. And you almost picture them jumping, skipping. I don't know if high fives were around back then, but if they were, they're probably doing that. Like this was just a mountaintop kind of experience, and that is a kind of joy that is worthy of this encounter that has just happened between God and the world, between the Creator and the creation, between the divine and the human. But there's another kind of joy, and as we've seen, Mary responded in so many different ways with this, just the resolve of let's go, let it be with me, God, when she hears the promise from Gabriel. And last week we saw her with this psalm of crying out for justice, this fierce recognition of her blessedness and what God was doing through her. And here at the birth, we have this line. You know, so much of Mary's evening is skipped over. All of you, many of you women, understand this, right? There's more to this than just treasuring and pondering, right? But we have this line in verse 19. It says, Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And in each of the stories, we have these pictures of Mary pondering, calculating, trying to put the pieces together. She is taking everything she's learned, and certainly she knew the scriptures. We see that in her song, the Magnificat, last week. She knew the promises of God, and she's trying to figure out what is happening here. She's taking all the pieces, putting them together. And then it says she treasured all of these words. And this is a word that often means to preserve, to keep alive, to guard, and to hold. And you almost get this sense that Mary, a word that comes to mind that I think best describes it, is that Mary is curating these God encounters. You know, in a museum, a curator is someone who takes art from different parts of the world and brings it together in a collection. You know, I know now I hear the term used when people curate playlists on Spotify or whatever it is. They're bringing together their favorite songs or the best songs, whatever, from a particular genre. To curate is to find what is valuable, to find what is beautiful, to find pieces of something that are meaningful and to bring them together and to offer them to the world. And this is, you get a sense, what Mary is doing. She's taken the words of the angel Gabriel when he first approached her. She's taken the words of her relative Elizabeth. When Elizabeth has pronounced this blessing on her, she's kind of taken those words. And now the shepherds, it says, are passing on what they've heard from the angels and saying, this is what the angel said, and she's taking those and she's holding them. She's holding them together. And as I said before, Luke mentions Mary not only in his gospel, but in Acts. So in the early church, Mary is present. It seems that Mary had preserved these, had curated these stories, had curated these encounters so that she could help Luke pass on the story to us that we read and share tonight. And I think at Christmas time, we might be particularly in tune with this kind of practice of, as busy as it can get and as expensive as Christmas can get and all those things that can go on during this season, I hope that we're aware to some extent where you kind of just take a moment and inhale the aromas of gingerbread baking in the oven. Or you're decorating the tree maybe and you just step back and you just stand in the glow of the tree, or you see it twinkling off of kids or grandkids. Or maybe even here tonight, when in just a few minutes we're going to light candles and hold them up and sing Silent Night, and I hope maybe that's one of those moments where you just kind of grab that moment and listen and just experience it. And so I think we do that to some extent, especially during the holiday season. But I don't know that we always do that in our daily lives. It seems that sometimes what we're curating are just the things that stick to us, like our frustrations, our anxieties, our fears, the ways we feel we've been wronged, maybe our guilt or shame over something. And those are the things that we're kind of gathering up and we're letting fester in us. And I think that in some sense, we let Mary kind of guide us into how do we experience Christmas? How do we practice? How do we observe and celebrate this Christmas tide, this 12 days of Christmas? Is that what our work in this is we are curators of the ways that God is at work in our lives and in the world. And we take some of these stories that have been curated for us, and we sit with those, right? So don't we sometimes need to be like, okay, I'm playing this story in my head over what went on or what I said or what I didn't say or what someone said to me, and I'm playing that in my head over and over, and sometimes we just need to be like, I need to curate, I need to grab this other story. I need to tell myself, I need God to tell me this other story of hope, of peace, of joy, of love. That's one of the ways we curate that. Over the Advent season, we've had folks who've shared their experience of God in their lives, in their real lives. And we've had stories of healing and stories of just God feeling like he's everywhere on a high school running track. Stories of God showing up in a stranger. And that's what we do. We curate. We bring together these different ways that God is at work in this world. And tonight we say, well, all of that is because God is Emmanuel. God is with us. God is near. And it is our work. It is our great opportunity to be curators of the divine presence with us and in us and among us. To not let those just fade off, but to bring them together and share them. And let our lives be shaped not just by the things that happen to us, but by the God who says, invite me in. Let me forgive you. Let me heal you. Let me make you new. To be those kind of people in the world. And to offer this collection of love and hope and peace and joy that God has offered to us, and to offer that collection to the world. And say, this is for you too. And so my prayer tonight is that, you know, we're about to make New Year's resolutions, some of you, some of us, and a lot of those are about things we want to achieve or accomplish or attain. And I wonder if maybe it's just to step back and say, I'm just going to observe and experience and ask, where is God? How is Jesus? Who? What are these stories of Jesus telling me about who God is? And how do I experience that and encounter God in my life? And bring those stories together and take those moments to curate those things. My fear in sharing this as the message tonight is that it's about what we do. When Christmas is really about what God has done, of course, and that's of course true. But I think it is not insignificant that God does not do Christmas in spite of us, or regardless of human participation, but that God says to Mary, let's do this together. What I'm going to do, I want to share with you. I want you to be a part of that. I want you to help birth Christ into the world. And so, then back to my prayer for us, is that we would find those experiences and encounters, those stories, those relationships that are filled with Christ Emmanuel, filled with value and meaning and goodness, and that as a church, we would bring those together, and we would let those stories be the things that we ponder and treasure and offer to the world, that we can join Mary in participating in God's great work. Let's pray. God who humbles himself and works with and through and for human beings, may we learn what it is to be like Mary, receiving your words turned into actions and joining you, and then stepping back, seeing and experiencing your presence in our lives and being the light that we have received to others. We pray it all in the name of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. Amen.